Thankfully, C4 Energy has reinvented the energy drink game with C4 Smart Energy, the only energy drink clinically proven to provide enhanced mental focus. C4 Smart Energy is formulated with 200 milligrams of natural caffeine from green coffee beans, plus potassium, niacin, and vitamin B12 to support well-being and help you feel your best, all while promoting fat burn and boosting metabolism. So I have recently tried C4 Smart Energy, and let me tell you, it is giving me a boost. That caffeine is hitting because I have a very short attention span. I get distracted so easily, and I tried it and I was like, yeah, this is a boost, all right. I love that. Look for Smart Energy every day in the beverage aisle at your local Target. Go grab a can and share on social media, tagging at C4 Energy and the It's Me Tinks podcast to show how Smart Energy helps you stay focused wherever you are. C4 Smart Energy, stay focused. To know me is to know that I am obsessed with spicy margaritas. Love tequila cocktails? Then check out the award-winning 21 Seeds infused tequila. It's a one-of-a-kind tequila infused with the juice of real fruit. 21 Seeds is smooth, not sweet. It smells fresh and bright and tastes incredible. Try 21 Seeds infused tequila. Learn more at 21seeds.com. Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Oh my gosh, you guys, this year is going so quickly. I have been working out since January. I can't believe it. I'm on 5 months now. I have never stuck to the gym before, but I still have so much more that I want to accomplish. When life goes fast, it's important to take a moment to celebrate your wins and make adjustments for the rest of the year. Therapy can help you take stock of your progress and set achievable goals for the next 6 months. So, as you know, I'm obsessed with my therapist. I was actually just texting her right now. But one of the things that I love about therapy is it's a safe space to celebrate your wins. And I've been so proud of my wins in the gym, but I do feel like other areas, because I've been concentrating so much on the gym and like my gains, some of the other areas of my life have fallen by the wayside. And therapy helps me to celebrate my wins, but also take stock of what I still want to accomplish in this year. And my therapist, she's there for me 100% of the time, and I would not be able to do this life without her, I swear. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Take a moment. Visit BetterHelp.com/RadioAndy today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/RadioAndy. What's up, guys? Welcome to the very first It's Me Tinks Office Hours. I am thrilled beyond measure to be joined by the one, the only Saba today for the very first Office Hours.
Hello, y'all.
Welcome to Office Hours. Welcome to my office, Saba.
Thanks for having me.
I'm so glad you're here.
I'm so excited.
So I'm going to start with a few warm-up questions. Not that you ever need to be warmed up, but just in case.
Yeah.
You know I'm obsessed with food. I'm going to ask this every week, I've decided. What's okay. The best thing you ate or drank this week?
Okay, I tried organic Oren's raspberry thumbprint cookies.
You know I went on a date with him. I'm coming in real hot.
Okay. Coming in hot because I literally met him this week. And I was like, wait. In my head the whole time, I was like, he would be a good guy for Tinks, I think.
So, yeah, if you don't live in LA or you don't know who Organic Oren is, he's a really hot chef. He creates delicious meals for rich moms.
That's exactly what he said when he was explaining his whole business model.
He does like a meal delivery service and his food is literally incredible. I matched with him on a dating app. We went on a really nice date. I don't know. I have nothing bad to say. I think he's fantastic.
Great. He's great. He's so nice.
And so Brett did a collab with him, right?
Yeah. Brett Spites. Dropping her name in there. She did a dessert bowl collab with them, and it comes out next week. And the raspberry thumbprint cookie, oh my fucking God, it was so delicious. It's so good.
We're still getting...
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. Can we like control alt bleep that or something?
We're still getting used to YouTube because we can't swear anymore, which was a big part of It's Me Tinks just on the radio and the podcast. So bear with us. We love Brett. We love Organic Oren. I saw that and I was like, I hope I'm getting that PR. Some PR, I'm like, oh God, I hope they don't send that to me. I don't want to post that. And some PR, I'm like, I really hope I'm on that list. And that box, I want. Okay, thank goodness. The best thing I ate, so I went on a bachelorette party and I came back and my friend was like, do you want to come to dinner at my house? And he's really fancy. He has a chef, but he's also really healthy. And I was like, yes, like I really want some delicious comforting food because it's a Sunday. And I asked for pasta and chicken fingers so that his chef made me like truffle pasta. And I know what you're thinking, Tinks, you hate truffle fries. That's right. I hate truffle fries. I like truffle pasta. And he also made me chicken Milanese, which is to me a grown up fancy chicken finger. So for I was sure. in heaven. It was great.
A skinny chicken finger.
I don't even know if skinny, just really fancy.
Well, it's not breaded.
It is breaded.
Oh.
Chicken Milanese is chicken pounded flat with breaded on it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So everybody likes chicken fingers, even fancy people.
Okay, amazing.
I think that complaining gets a bad rap. So what was the most annoying part of your week? Vent to me.
How much time do you have? I literally can complain about anything.
I love to complain. That's why this is one of my opening questions on office hours, because I think complaining is a part of life. It's good for you. And also people are at their most funny when they're complaining. No pressure.
Oh my God. No, I literally. Okay. Well, let's see. That I'm not going to F1.
That's tea. Yeah. last year I took Salva and Lauren to F1 and this year I'm taking Lucas, but I have nothing to say. I'm really sorry. I hope next year again that I'll take you.
We need to do a podcast episode of all the times that you, me and Lauren have traveled together because the stories, I fear I cannot really talk about them, but last year was fun.
That's why we call ourselves, our group chat is the businesswoman. Businesswoman special because it started on when we traveled together. But last year was so fun. F1 in Miami is amazing. It's very fair that you're annoyed and I'm sorry. And Lucas better be a good plus one.
He better be funny.
I told him, I was like, there's a lot riding on this. To be a plus one on a brand trip of this stature, I'm going with Patron. Shout out Patron. I love you so much. I genuinely love them. Like, it's the best brand
he
for me to go
love
with.
Yeah.
So I was like, you better do everything with me. You can't leave me. And he was
you
like,
you have to stay out until 6 a.m.
He will
club.
Stay out later than I will. I was like, that's
actually, you're so right.
I was like, you'll be released when I go to bed at, let's be honest, 1:30.
He's going to come back and be like, oh my God, I met Joe Biden. And like, like, and you're going to be like, huh?
Lucas has an uncanny ability to meet the most famous person in any vicinity so casually. And I'm always the person who leaves. And then so everyone's like, oh, Beyonce arrived like 3 minutes after you and I. Like, that's my luck and that's Lucas's luck.
No, you want to know what's actually going to happen? He's going to meet like Lewis Hamilton and he's going to be like, I didn't even know who he was.
And they're going to become boys. No, they're going to become boys.
Dead ass.
100%. That's
dead
what's
ass.
Happening.
Yeah.
The most annoying part of my week was...
Sorry, I'm not really asking you back. I'm just like...
That's okay. I mean, when have I ever needed an opportunity? You don't need to prompt me for me to talk about myself.
Tell me.
What was the most annoying part of my week? Let's see. Okay, there's two Cybertrucks on my street. I know. I think I'm probably the only street in America that has two Cybertrucks at this point in time.
Oh, my God.
And this is a very small annoyance. My life must be blessed if this annoyed me so much. But essentially, they take up two parking spots because they're so enormous. And there's a lot of, I swear, every single day on my street, there's sweet streeping on one side.
Yeah.
And I can't now, the freaking huge Cybertrucks are taking up all the spots on my street. So I'm annoyed. But
that's half a block. Two cars is literally half a block.
Two Cybertrucks is half a block. Get it together. But I will say that I did laugh because I saw one of the guys trying to, my street is very narrow. And he was trying to turn his car around. When I say this man had to do a 70 point turn, he because it's so big and he was turning and eking
through.
It around and around and around. And I was like, that's what you get for ordering this midlife crisis of a car.
He didn't think that one through when he was swiping the card.
He didn't.
No.
Like, okay.
Elon did not eat with that.
He didn't. Okay. So I heard on the grapevine, I can't actually believe it that you didn't like Challengers.
Sit the fuck down because I literally have a lot to say.
I have a lot to say too.
I don't know. I'm upset. I'm upset that I'm... No, I'm not. I'm not that upset. That movie sucked.
Okay. So
sorry.
Challengers came out Friday, April 26th. Zendaya, Josh O'Connor, and Mike Faist. They've been on their press tour.
I saw it last night, and I left the movie theater, and I said on Instagram it was my favorite movie that I've ever seen.
I saw, and I was like, damn.
Okay, go through your criticisms. Explain why.
The movie should be retitled to Blue Balls because gave me nothing. I left unsatisfied.
That's really interesting.
What was the story about?
That's interesting you say that because I did read the New Yorker review of it this morning, and it was a very similar criticism. Essentially, the writer was saying,
I have class and you don't.
Essentially, yes, I have no taste. this is like when we went to the Fancy Concept restaurant and Wig kept screaming at me, you're white trash. And I do have a white trash palate.
What about it?
I am white trash. I have white trash taste in everything, I guess, but whatever. So essentially the New Yorker article was saying that it was a meditation in a generation that's obsessed with edging, kind of metaphorically, which okay. I thought was interesting. And the person said, the writer, I'm really sorry, I need to look up who wrote the New Yorker piece, but they were saying nothing happened, and they were saying it's essentially, they called it a beautifully shot commercial.
Agree.
I just didn't think that at all. I thought it was about love. I thought it was about getting your dreams squashed. I thought it was about being sexy. I thought it was about having boys want you. I thought it was about friendship. I thought it was about life not turning out how you think it's going to, and how sometimes the people who have the brightest stars in the beginning of their lives, that gets taken from them, and things beyond our control. And I also thought it was about how what your character is, who you are when in the face of resilience. I was literally obsessed with it.
Okay, well, sure to all of that. Like, yeah, yeah, whatever. I thought the acting was incredible. I just, like, the storyline just didn't do it for me. And the person, Luca, the director, also did
Call Me By Your Name.
Mm-hmm. Love that movie, but, like, not my favorite. I don't know. I guess I was just expecting to walk in there and be as obsessed as I was with Saltburn. And
loves Saltburn.
I love Saltburn. And that I left. That movie is not Blue Balls. You leave satisfied. You're like, satisfied. Oh, I don't know if I can have sex ever again.
Right.
But this one, I don't know. I just like the storyline. Like, maybe because I also went in thinking it was more about like the beauty of tennis, and it was not that. It was like a love triangle story.
In the New Yorker piece, they were also dissing their tennis skills. They were like, they can't serve for shit. They're actors. He did say in the article that they thought the acting was amazing. It was amazing. Yeah, it was undoubtedly amazing. But their point was, given that the script was so flat, they did an even better job because they didn't have a lot to go on. I don't know. I absolutely loved it. I thought it was so engaging. Also, the soundtrack. The soundtrack was done by the same guy who did Social Network.
Oh, no way.
Which makes a lot of sense because it's very clubby. Yeah. There's a scene in the Social Network which I remember like taking out my Shazam. By the way, why is it so embarrassing to Shazam? It's so humiliating, but it is literally my favorite app in the whole world.
We need to talk about it. Why does everybody hide it?
Because it's humiliating.
You're like in the Uber, you're like,
yeah, and there's
in the restaurant.
There's videos and pictures of me drunk, where of me in a club going like this, and my friends are like, "We know what you're doing." But that's my favorite thing to do ever. Is if you're out and you're drunk and you Shazam a bunch, and you wake up and you have like six new Shazams.
It's the best feeling.
Whoever invented Shazam deserves an award. They are an unsung hero. That's technology that I actually asked for. That's technology
for real
that is magical. And that if you told people in the 50s that we would have that, mine would be blown. The technology now, I don't care. I don't want it. Shazam is incredible. But why is it embarrassing?
You know, you can have like silent Shazam on your phone going at all times.
You know who has that? Lucas.
I have that. Okay. But it doesn't work.
Okay.
Seems like we have a little lady joining us.
Hey, BJ. Okay, so I loved the soundtrack. It was very clubby. I just thought it was incredible.
Yeah.
I can't believe that people are even saying, Patrick or Art, who would you prefer? The answer is obviously Patrick.
Yeah, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
I can't.
But I will say, like, both of them don't do it for me.
Patrick is my number one type, and I haven't had a celebrity crush in so long, and let me tell you that Patrick is it. Like, Josh O'Connor is it for me. Everything about him, his face, but I fear that it's actually his character's personality, but his look does it for me.
The homelessness.
Oh my gosh, the sexiness.
The sweatiness.
The sweatiness. You know I love sweaty guys. Yeah. Like, everything about him is just so hot to me.
Okay, but you want to know something? I thought that Art was actually British.
And he's not?
And he's not.
He's American?
I think.
Yeah, he gives very, he gives like cucumber sandwich skin.
But I will say,
in a nice way, I'm British. Like,
he wears that SPF 100.
Yeah, he, but the, but he's like cute too, but he's just not.
No.
Okay.
Not for me. I'm probably offending a lot of people, but whatever.
Guys, if you know anyone who looks like exactly like Patrick slash Josh O'Connor, he's a bit of me. I don't know, because you know me, when I get a real celebrity crush, it's so debilitating. It will take up entire, and I'm launching this new show. I don't have a lot of time to have a full blown crush right now.
I feel that.
He's a Gemini too, which means him and I would have crazy chemistry. Crazy
really?
Chemistry. Also, like, just to put it out there, Zendaya is a Virgo and he's a Gemini in real life. So like the chemistry that they have you can see it. It came off of the screen in such a crazy way. So I'm just saying, I do think that Josh and I would have chemistry.
Okay, so slide in.
He's so famous. I have to wait till he goes in like a downward slump. Like, not now. He's everybody's.
You think everybody's.
He's the internet's boyfriend this week.
That's true.
I need to
wait.
You're right. But to be fair, and this is so mentally ill, I actually fancied him when he was in The Crown, when he was playing young Charles.
Okay, Sly.
So even when he was like doing...
Tell us more.
He was doing this, you know, his crazy Charles accent.
Yeah, hot.
I was like, I'm in. I'm fully in.
You know what's going to happen this weekend? He's going to be at F1 and Lucas is going to meet him.
110%.
And he's going to be like, I met this random guy.
He's
going to
be like, I met this actor.
He says he's an actor.
He's in that tennis movie. Oh my God. Okay. What do you think of Zendaya's... kind of method dressing with La Roche? She's been on
I'm sick. I'm ill.
You love
Prescribe
it.
Prescribe me medication. It's so good.
I don't know why the Challengers press tour looks have just been so much more. People have been comparing it to the Barbie press tour because they did a lot of method dressing.
Right, yes.
As well there. But I just prefer La Roche's approach, which is nods to tennis, but not like... literally dressing as a tennis ball.
Yeah, literally. I was going to say, like, it's so subtle, but also whimsical in a way.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe that's not the right word.
No, I know what you mean. I think it's that they found a way to maintain Zendaya's personal style,
yes,
but still do the theme, whereas it felt like Margot Robbie was in costume the whole time. It wasn't really her, which, again, it's a vibe. Obviously, it was Summer of Barbie last year. I love it. But I do love how they kept Zendaya's personal aesthetic woven in, and obviously she's the most stunning person alive.
No, she's
and
literally
just, clothes look so good on her.
Yeah, of course oh, a trash gosh. Bag would look good on her.
She's
if they dressed her like a tennis ball, she would be the best looking tennis ball.
I would eat
there.
It up. I'd be like, yes. Oh my gosh, bounce on me, tennis ball. Like, yes.
Here's a little travel secret. The best time to visit Scottsdale, Arizona is actually in the summer. When you summer in Scottsdale, you can stay in 5-star resorts for 3-star prices and get access to the best Scottsdale has to offer at the best rates. There are so many ways to stay cool while feeling hot in Scottsdale over the summer, including tranquil pool scenes or rowdy pool parties, world-class shopping, museums, and art galleries. You guys, I am about to fire up my group chat because I love the idea of going to Scottsdale this summer. I love the idea that we can take it any way we want. We can go to a fancy dinner. We can get rowdy at a pool party. I've heard of the famous pool parties in Scottsdale, and I need to experience them because there's nothing I love more than sunshine and a good time. Visit experiencescottsdale.com/tinks to learn more and start planning your trip. That's experiencescottsdale.com/tinks. If you're planning a wedding, the first thing you need to know about is Zola. Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place, including venue options and all your vendors. Plus, you can design, save the dates and invites, build a free wedding website, create your registry, and stay on track and on budget throughout the entire wedding process with their free planning tools. I have 3 really good friends getting married this year, and they're all using Zola. And I know because they were telling me about how easy it is, and it's just truly a one-stop shop. And you know this girl loves efficiency, right? So my friends were telling me you can do it all in one place. What a relief, right? And I know about Zola because I bought so many gifts on registries via Zola. And I just love how easy it is to send gifts, keep everything organized. Everything is like done for you. And we absolutely love that. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com. Love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. From big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms, or choose from Pandora's sparkling collection of timeless designs perfect for making an eye-catching statement. With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelets, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, wear it, and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs, or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Write a love note to yourself or your best friend with beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora. Spell it out with handwritten charms, sparkling stacks, and iconic styles designed for every kind of forever. Pandora Jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora, be love.
So did you have MySpace when you were too young?
Yes.
You did? Okay.
No, I did.
Okay, so Gen Z has recreated MySpace in a new social platform called NoSpace. Gen Z founder Tiffany Zong has created a new social media platform intended for users to share their stream of consciousness thoughts on what they're eating, gaming, reading, streaming. So the app is centered around friendships, making connections, and is intended to visit a time where your feed is algorithm and ad-free. Interesting.
I'm bored.
Yeah, I don't know. It just doesn't do it for me.
I'm really bored.
I just feel like stream of consciousness, What does that mean? We already have enough of that. That's what people do anyway. Have you seen TikTok? People get on there and they're like, whoa, I need to tell you about this sandwich that I just ate.
Yeah,
I actually
enough.
Just made a video about a sandwich yesterday, but I digress. I don't need it.
I do think we need another social platform. I just don't know this is going to work for me.
Also, I think that, oh yeah, Vichay, scratch that couch. Don't worry, I don't need it anyway.
She's like, where's my SWB?
I think that this reminds me a lot of Be Real, which sounded in theory like such a great app. I know you still Be Real.
I Be Real every day.
But you use it more as a video diary or as a photo diary.
Yeah, I do. But it's like important to me.
Guys, if you don't know what Be Real is, it's an app where you take every 24 hours, it will give you at a random time, like you have to take a photo right now. So it's the idea is that you can't pose or, you know, you can't show the best parts of your life. So if you happen to be in the dentist office when the B-reel goes off, you have to take a photo. And it was really huge for like 3 months. And then it went just flat. Why are you laughing?
It flatlined. But I will say, like, it's part of my starter pack.
B-reel?
Yeah, I B-reel every day. The only one.
Dang, okay. All right. Did you watch Baby Reindeer?
I did. I haven't finished it yet, though, but...
Thoughts? Questions? Concerns?
The story is going wild right now, and I didn't realize the main guy... I'm really bad with names, but the main guy...
Richard Gadd
is the writer.
He's the writer.
The show.
And the actor.
And the actor. And so he's also the person that all these things happen to.
It happened to, yeah.
Which is crazy. If you haven't watched it...
You
need to watch it. It's really disturbing. But I was reading up about this that apparently a lot of the stories aren't true because he can't actually come out and say the truth about what happened.
Right. So if you don't know Baby Reindeer, I'm going to give light spoilers, although you kind of know what's going to happen in the beginning anyway. It's about a man who's being stalked by a woman in the show. Her name is Martha. And... the man who wrote the show, Richard Gadd, was actually stalked in real life. And then he wrote a play about this experience. And he won I believe it's called an Olivier Award, which is like the highest award you can get for a play.
Gorge.
And then it got turned into a Netflix show and he acted in it. So it's very meta. And I can't imagine having something so traumatizing happen to you and then acting it out
over and over again and
reliving it. And he actually told the internet, please don't look for the real Martha, because in the show you discover, minor spoiler alert, that she has trauma too, which obviously anybody who's stalking someone has mental illness or trauma or something.
Right.
Obviously the internet did it anyway and found her. And she's claiming that she's considering legal action for defamation of character, and that Richard Gadd, the creator of the show, is actually the one who is obsessed with her. Which, if you've seen the show, sounds exactly like what that person would do.
I was going to say, like, this sounds like it could be her.
Totally. No, it definitely is her. I mean, it's kind of funny that he was like, oh, it's not exactly like her. But then I saw the picture of the real her and it looks exactly like her. And she's also a lawyer and, you know, whatever, lives in Scotland or whatever.
Right.
But to me, I'm of the mind that if you, I don't know, I'm torn. That was going to be really mean. I was going to say, if you make someone's life hell for 2 years, you kind of have to take your lumps. Now, I understand she had trauma as well, but the cycle has to stop somewhere. And just because she had trauma, that doesn't mean that she's allowed to take it out on someone else and make all of these people's lives hell because she did it to multiple people.
Yeah.
And
44,000 emails she sent.
No, it's obscene. It's insane. And it's just, it's a very harrowing show to watch. It's very dark. It is very disturbing. And I would definitely recommend watching it. I think it's going to win so many awards this year.
Yeah, the acting is insane.
Insane.
The main woman who plays Martha, her acting, like, she can turn it on and become a crazy person.
She can turn it on. It's really a fantastic show. Netflix hit it out of the park with that one.
Yeah.
And
I need to finish.
Yeah, you need to finish. I watched it in literally one go because I was so disturbed. And I also wanted to watch it in New York because I was like, well, in New York, it's less scary because I live in an apartment building. Do you know what I mean?
No, I get that. I get that.
It's like kind of freaked out.
No, I get that. I can't watch things at night because I have night terror. So I have to watch it like on the weekends during the day or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, this is interesting. I saw this all over TikTok this week. Makeup brand Euphoria faces major backlash over new dark foundation shade.
Oh my God, I saw this.
This is insane. So the brand created its darkest shade after receiving criticism for not having enough of the shades of makeup. Creators are saying that the new shade resembles black face paint. TikTok creator Gloria George demonstration is the one that's blowing up. She basically shows how dark this foundation is.
She compares it to actual black face paint.
And I wish there was a better saving feature on TikTok. I saw another TikTok where someone who had a background in science basically looked at the ingredients of all the Euphoria foundation shades and looked at in every foundation shade, there's different types of pigment, right? Mm-hmm. In the darkest shade that they just put out, they put a black pigment. And anybody who's ever taken an art class before knows that if you mix black pigment with anything, it will just go to black. It won't make it like foundation is supposed to be like textured and like have highlights and it, you know, it's not like a flat color.
Right.
So especially if you just put in black, then it will just literally be black paint. So this is obviously, it's kind of insane to me that brands are still messing up on this level. They already got in, you know,
this is their second go around.
This is their second go around.
It's so bad. It's so bad.
It's so insane.
Wait, do you know the history behind the brand?
No, I don't.
They went on the founder. She is American raised, but her parents are from China and they immigrated here. Okay. And she went on Shark Tank. And guess who was the guy who invested?
Gave the money, Mark Cuban?
Yes.
Shut up.
$400,000 for 8%. Yeah. Yeah. And this is their second go around. The first time they launched foundation, the darkest shade was like,
it was like
my color.
Yeah. I remember that too. And I think what's really upsetting and just so disappointing is that if it was an older brand that's been around for, I don't know, 100 years, and you know, we would expect that they would, you know, they haven't updated their shades, they need to do better, they need to expand their shade range. But if you're a new brand launching in the past 10 years, like, what are you even doing not having a full shade range?
It's so wrong.
What are you even doing?
Where have you been? Are you online?
Like, but also just like literally do the right thing. It's crazy. And you see a brand, what's the most successful beauty brand in the world right now? Probably Fenty.
Yeah, or like House Labs.
Exactly, because they have diversity and inclusion in their foundation. It's not something that they like slapped on in 2020, like, oh, we need to all of a sudden like have extended shade ranges. They were like, everybody deserves to have a makeup shade. This is common sense.
No, it's ridiculous. It's so... Like, It's just like read the room.
It's so offensive. It's so offensive to give a paint or to give a foundation that is akin to black paint. That is so deeply offensive. And I just like, I don't think they come back from this, honestly.
I don't think so either. I think this is like the straw that breaks the camel's back for them.
Also, did they think that, I'm just always so interested, what was the conversation? Did they think that people were not going to notice? The internet is so smart. Did you test them?
On the right, like, it just doesn't seem.
No, it's insane.
Right.
It's insane.
Someone's going to lose their job.
So disappointing. So disappointing. Okay. I'm obsessed with celebrities who think that comments online are DMs or messages, a la Kathy Hilton.
Obsessed
beyond. So Barbara Streisand commented, "Did you take Ozempic on Melissa McCarthy's photo?"
Stop it.
That's like something that Wig would comment on Ashley's photo.
That is so funny. That's like, oh my God, I
so
love that.
So Melissa McCarthy's response was, "The takeaway, Barbara Streisand knows I exist. She reached out to me and thought I looked good. I win the day," which is such a classy and cool.
She reached out to me in front of millions of people.
Yeah, like such a classy and cool way to handle it. Like, who gives a F if she took Ozempic? She looks amazing. And
that is so funny.
I'm obsessed.
Wait, Barbara? She's coming for people now. She's just like, oh yeah, like, did you get lipo?
I know, but that's what's even funnier is if you think about Barbara Streisand thinking that it's a private message, like, is that how you message your friend?
Do you think she thinks that?
Yeah, that's what she said.
Oh, she came out and said she was so she's like, it's her first day on Instagram.
It's her first day on Instagram.
They were like, her team was like, here's your account. Don't do anything bad. She's like, are you on Ozempic? Did you do it?
Can you imagine if I wrote to you like that? If I was like,
I'm going to start doing that.
Here's my video. Did you take Ozempic? Here's the approved to create at the bottom. Did you take Ozempic? Dead beyond. But she does look great. So
yeah, no, big slay for Melissa.
Gypsy Rose Blanchard to release memoir. By the way, Alexis Oakley.
I was just going to say.
Okay, so she's a great makeup artist. She's done my glam before. She's actually like one of the first people to ever do my glam. She's super nice and she's a great makeup artist. And she had this dream to do Gypsy Rose and she did her glam yesterday.
It was insane. Also, by the way, when she was teasing it, everyone's like, you're going to do Hailey Bieber.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it was Gypsy Rose. I was like,
she looked amazing. I was like,
insane.
I hope Gypsy uses her again because she looked so good. And also, she took her to Sephora for the first time.
Oh,
Alexis
that's
did.
So sweet.
No, it's really sweet. She was being so sweet about it, and she looked so good.
She did. She looked amazing.
Anyway, go.
The glow up is real.
Go
for her.
Alexis. She got a nose job too.
Big slay.
Slay. I wonder who did it. Kenodia. Okay, so her memoir is going to be called My Time to Stand and is going to be released in January 2025. I cannot wait to read that on the beach. Gypsy Rose is also reportedly back with her ex-fiance, Ken Urker, not to be confused with her ex-husband, Ryan Anderson, whose D was fire.
That's, whose D was fire, but was he fired, got fired.
He got fired. The couple met via a prison pen pal program and were engaged in April 2019. So this is her first.
She's been engaged twice.
Yeah, so she's back with her pen pal. So I can hear all the pod listeners saying, "Tink, see, sometimes a pen pal works out."
I mean, yeah, if you're locked up for killing.
Gypsy told CMZ.
Murder,
she wrote.
Murder on the dance floor.
After reconnecting earlier this month, we realized that our love for each other is simply undeniable, and life is too short not to take a chance. We have a history that made the perfect foundation for a new beginning. We are together and in a wonderful place in our relationship. We know it is going to be a long road ahead, but we are excited for the future.
Who's her publicist?
I don't know, but
that's a big slay.
Ghostwrite slay.
I mean, what are your thoughts on going back?
You know me, I'm not typically a backslider. But
typically,
but I think that it sounds, you know, perhaps I think maybe, you know, just to speculate, maybe she got out of prison, you know, she had the new guy, she was like all excited, they were getting all this press, she was going on a press tour. And then maybe when that all died down, she was like, you know what, maybe I just missed, you know, my ex boo. Maybe that's what happened. I think it's probably confusing to get to know someone when you're not in physical proximity
in jail.
To them. Yeah, in jail. I think it's probably hard to get to know someone if you're in jail. But but now they're out.
I think
out.
He was in it for the wrong reasons.
Who, which guy? The
Ryan.
Ryan.
Is that his name?
It did seem like he was enjoying the press tour a little too much.
Also, you know why they broke up? She was like, he was messy. I was like, yes, queen. Break up because he was messy. Okay, tell us more. What did he do?
Oh my
he would
God.
Like leave his. She said he would leave his dishes in the sink.
Ryan
and like I'm like wait, she's a clean girl.
She's a clean
girl. Clean girl aesthetic.
Yeah.
Who goes to jail?
Well, I feel like in jail, you know, you kind of keep your stuff very neat, so maybe that.
I actually do think that's a rule. You can't be messy.
No, it is.
So maybe he needs to go to jail.
Maybe yeah, Ryan, get your s together.
Get your shit. Oh, your stuff together.
This makes me really, really, really happy. Blue Ivy joins Beyonce in Lion King prequel Mufasa. Blue Ivy will voice the role of Kiara, the daughter of Simba and Nala. This is not the first time Beyonce's daughter has joined her professionally. Blue Ivy, of course, joined her mom on the Renaissance tour. I am the biggest Blue Ivy stan on the planet, on planet Earth. She's so talented.
She is.
She's so talented.
She is.
She's not like a regular Nepo baby.
I was just going to say, she's putting Nepo children, like, she's smashing them dead because she's like, listen up, I'm going to work, bitch.
I mean, I don't know how you could not be talented with Beyonce and Jay-Z as your parents, but
yeah,
she,
that's true.
She is genuinely.
She's cashing in those checks.
I think that, you know, amongst the Nepo babies, she is definitely going to be the queen of the next generation of them because. I
think she'll fight with North for top?
Maybe. I mean, I hate to pit 11-year-olds against each other, but but you know, I think she's genuinely really talented. When I saw Renaissance Tour, aka the best day of my life, she's incredible. I can't believe she's so good and she's so young. So I'm just so happy for her. And you just when you see Beyonce and her dance together, the pride in Beyonce's eyes actually makes me want to cry. It's so cute.
No,
she's
so
proud
special.
Of her daughter. She's so amazing. And yeah, a prequel. I hope it's so it says the voice the role. So
voice.
It's going to be cartoon
yes.
again, which is amazing. That's great for all us millennials. We like that.
We like that. And it also probably gives her acting credits. So then like maybe she will mm-hmm. want to act one day.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
Does she sing?
I don't know.
She didn't sing at the Renaissance. She just
no,
danced.
No, she just danced. But I would be surprised if she's not a good singer as well. I mean, both
yeah.
of her parents are, you know, the biggest talent. So go Blue Ivy. We love you. We're
That's
proud of
true.
You.
She has the coolest name.
And all you other Nepo babies, get to work.
Get to fucking work, bitch.
Saba, you've sworn.
Oh, sorry.
7,000 times.
I need new vocab.
You need a swear jar.
I do. Oh, that's a good
we'll
one.
We'll get one for you.
There are so many books out there, it can be hard to choose one. But becoming a Book of the Month member makes it easy to decide which book to read next. Members get books delivered right to their door and shipping is always free. There's even an app to pick your book and track your reading progress. And there are audiobooks too. So I'm obsessed with this, you guys, because I feel like sometimes I get decision paralysis on what to read next. And the fact that Book of the Month Club, they decide for you, they pick the best because they do all that reading is just fantastic. I love to be in the reading community and Book of the Month is an incredible way to really get engaged with your reading. Maybe you want to pick it back up for summer. It's so important to always have a book when you're going on your summer trips, reading by the pool, or just reading before bed, which is, as you know, my favorite thing to do. Right now, you can get your first Book of the Month for just $5 with code PETALS by visiting bookofthemonth.com. That's bookofthemonth.com and use code PETALS. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. I personally have been talking to my therapist every single week about my stressful times and just getting everything off my chest, explaining the difficult situation I've been having at work and what has been weighing on me has made me feel 1,000,000 times better. I really don't know what I would do without her. As you guys know, I talk to her every week. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Tinks today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Tinks. Way's new anti-frizz cream provides immediate frizz control that lasts up to 72 hours plus heat production up to 450 degrees. Okay, so I actually tried Way's new anti-frizz cream on live with my community, which is kind of risky, right, to try a new product on live. I put it on my hair, which as you guys know is level 9 million frizzy. And by the time I had got done finishing my glam, because I was doing glam on live, my hair was dry and I was shook to my core at how smooth my hair looked, especially that frizzy top part, you know, the in your part, all those little baby hairs coming through, that frizzy part, that was smooth. So shout out Way for consistently delivering products that actually work and do what they say they're going to do on the bottle. Frizz free up your schedule with Way. Go to theouai.com and enter promo code MeTinks for 15% off any product. That's theouai.com, promo code MeTinks.
Did you see the blanket couple video on TikTok?
No, what's that?
Okay, so a New York City couple goes viral on TikTok for having sex under a blanket in the middle of Battery Park in New York.
Wait, that was me. No,
you're visiting Parker.
Wait, holy shoot. Anyways, tell me more.
So this couple, they had this nasty blanket. You know, one of those blankets. You know when you go to your friend's house and you look at the blankets, yes, and you're like, that blanket's safe. That blanket is not safe. You just know that there's some old,
crusty,
nasty,
dusty,
crusty blankets. I don't like that one material that's like, it's just like a weird felt-like material. It's gross. Ew. Anyway, this blanket looked disgusting. They go, it's in the middle of the day, they go under the blanket and they are doing it. And everybody is walking by with shocked faces, looking around.
Were they on...
I don't think so. I think they yes. I think that they were just like frisky.
Were they like hot people?
That I can't, you can't answer see? That. No, they I don't want to answer
can't see their
that.
Faces.
Well, the internet found them. Cuz they came up for air when the deed was done, and obviously the internet found them in a hot second.
Oh my God. Imagine dude, getting famous from doing the deed.
Dude, I just think that's
in public.
Nasty.
I don't, okay, wait, I want to know, how can you not get arrested afterwards?
That's true. I don't know, because I feel like that's public indecency.
No, it is.
So.
You feel like?
I feel like they filmed them and then they got up and then they went before anyone was called.
But now that it's been out there, I don't understand.
Retroactively?
Yeah.
I feel like the NYPD has bigger fish to fry than like a couple getting frisky.
That's
it's also
true.
New York City. I feel like people probably bang like quite often in public, but.
You do? You think that?
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
I mean, I've definitely seen Wang on the, like a dong on the.
on the subway?
On the subway, on the side of the road, like.
On the side of the road.
On the side of the road. I've definitely seen.
Seen it. Okay.
Yeah.
So do you think these people are speaking up about it now?
What
is there to say? Sorry, I like having sex. Sue me.
They're not speaking
in public.
They're not speaking up. I think they've been found, and I think hopefully if they have any decency, they're embarrassed.
Oh my God, they probably lost jobs. Shit.
Yeah.
You're like, I don't care.
No, I don't. I don't know. Like, it depends on what their job is, but I was going to say I don't know if they need to lose their jobs for it.
That's
if they're like a school teacher, yeah.
But if their faces are found, and let's say that they're like
they
high up at a company,
them.
It's like
fair.
You know, if they're, did you say if they were teachers, or did I hear that wrong?
If they were like a teacher,
yeah,
I would
no,
say
they have
you
to
need
go.
To lose your job. But if you like, I don't know, I can't think of anything. But if you just like work at a store,
yeah,
I don't know that you necessarily
no,
need to lose your job for doing that.
Life is already tough.
We've all done stupid things. Okay, I can think of an example.
Okay.
This is really embarrassing. When I was about 18 or 19, I went on a Euro trip with my friends, and we were in Rome.
Okay.
And I was really drunk.
Okay.
And I was not thinking, I can't believe I'm going to tell this story. This is so humiliating. I'm so sorry to all Italian people. This is deeply offensive.
What did you do?
But I'm also Italian.
Seth just put his hand on his forehead.
Like. No, I know, but I'm also Italian. Like my mom's maiden name is Bellella, so like I'm sorry.
Allora, bitch.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
I got in the Trevi Fountain, which is the most, you know, insane historical artifact. Like,
yeah.
It, you can't, and there's nobody in there. So I don't know why I thought this would be a good deal. Okay, good idea. But it was in the age where we all had our digital cameras. We didn't even have like cameras on our phones at that time.
Right.
And I was like, get in. And I was like, Dina, take a picture of me. And like, all of a sudden I'm being like rugby tackled by Italian police. I'm like on the hood of a police car. People are like screaming. I'm bawling my eyes out. I'm like, I'm so sorry. But like, the point is.
Did you get the fire pic?
This is the worst part. It's fuzzy. I have it, but it's fuzzy. I'll post it on Instagram. It's fuzzy. I was, and I, you know, what's even more disappointing to me is that I was wearing a one shoulder BB dress. Okay. It's a one shoulder fake Mazzoni BB dress, which is the most offensive thing of all. So I am crying. They're screaming at me in Italian. And this nice American couple came by and they were like, oh, we speak Italian. Do you want us to help you? And they like explained that like I was dumb and stupid and I'm so sorry. I paid a really big fine. I didn't have to go to jail, but like I feel so bad about that. My point being, in that moment, I truly was not thinking. However, I will say with the sex under the blanket, you have to do a little bit more preparation. It's not really a split second thing. Like for me getting in the fountain, I was like, oh, it'll be a good photo. Like I'm not thinking getting in. For them, it's like, okay, take out your... Put
You're
it in
wrong.
The yeah, put, yeah, yeah, and it's, yeah. So it's like, I don't know.
No, that's crazy, both ways. Why the hell were you in the Trevi Fountain?
Why was I in the Trevi Fountain? Why are you having sex in a park?
Damn.
Are there any weird sides of TikTok that you're on, or are you on any?
Yeah, I'm on a couple. Right now, my entire feed is Adam Port, who is in Kind Music.
I know, me too. I love him so much.
Obsessed Simpson with him.
Obsessed Simpson.
But I wish I was going on to his concert on Saturday. It's in LA. They're doing a whole thing. They just did...
I love Kind Music.
They just did a show in at the Pyramids. Is that a 7-1/3 of the world?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Stupid.
What are the other ones? Statue of Lib?
Okay, let's do it.
Let's try. Statue. No?
Yeah.
Mount Rushmore?
No.
Is
the
it
Founding Fathers?
Is it natural or is it made?
Okay, I know one's like near Tulum.
Grand Canyon? What do you mean it's near Tulum?
The one. Machu Picchu. No, for real. Okay, the 7th Wonders
of
the World.
I'm going to look it up.
Be so for real right now. Okay. 7th Wonders of the World, Machu Picchu, which is in Peru. Mm-hmm. The Pyramids.
Mm-hmm.
That's all, folks.
No, Machu Picchu isn't one of them.
Niagara Falls.
I never heard of any of these. Okay, hold on. The Hanging Gardens of Babylon. Where the fuck is Babylon? The Pyramids the Pyramids in Egypt. The Statue of Zeus at Olympia. Fair.
Where the hell is that?
The Temple of Artemis in Ephesus. The mausoleum.
I've never heard of these places.
All right, this is terrible. They need to redo them. I think it needs to be like, I don't know.
Wait, yeah, let's
live
redo them.
In Miami.
Yes, yes, like period.
Okay, I think it should be like live in Miami. I think it should be Encore Beach Club.
Yeah, I like that.
You
okay,
know,
okay. Maybe the Statue of Liberty.
The Statue of Liberty.
Our queen.
I think it should be.
The Golden Gate Bridge. That's one.
Pink's Hot Dogs on Melrose.
Is it not? Is it not? Shoot.
Okay.
That's why I went to a party school.
Now that we've offended every culture.
Sorry. Not.
Are you... I always forget. Are you a Swiftie?
Like I am now, but I'm not obsessed like everybody else. Like I respect her.
Totally. I said something.
Was that offensive? Sorry.
No, it's not. That like, I feel like we're kind of similar where it's like.
I have to speak my truth.
I feel like people think there are only two boxes, which is Swifties and non-Swifties.
Also, I'm not knowing her. Like, I just don't know her.
Totally. Or no, people think that there's only two boxes, Swifties and Taylor Swift haters. And I couldn't disagree more. I really respect her. I'm the same age as Taylor. There's been an album at every like important birthday of mine. Like
right.
A lot of her music is tied to great memories of mine. But like, I don't like all of her music. I'm a 1989. I'm a Reputation. I'm a Lover Girl. I don't like Evermore. I don't like the other album that's
is
like that.
Is that the one in the woods?
Yeah. I'm not a woodland girly. I don't like sad music. I, you know, I like her
City
bops.
Girls.
I like her
City
bops.
Girls.
I want to shake it off, do all that stuff. So Tortured Poets Department. Have you listened?
Yeah.
You like it? Yeah. It's not my favorite. It's not my favorite.
Okay, but I will say that this is why I can't dislike her, is because the songs are so catchy.
No, they are.
And I know, like, I'm just going around singing.
I like some of them.
Clara Bow.
No, I like some of them. I really do. I like some of them.
I like the one with Post Malone. What's that one called? Fortnite. Yeah.
I love My Boy Always Breaks His Favorite Toys. They're catchy. They're amazing. Look, she's an amazing, amazing talent. She's one of the biggest artists of our generations. It's not my favorite album of hers, but it was never going to be because it's this vibe.
Right.
I also just feel like 31 tracks is,
it's a lot to digest.
It's a lot to digest.
We have a lot of, I mean, and everybody's coming out with an album or has come out with an album.
We have a lot of music to digest.
There's just so much in my tummy and my brain, and I just.
The album opened at number one on the Billboard 200.
Obviously. 100%.
We love that for her. She had the equivalent of 2.6 million album sales in the first week of the album's release. Which is amazing.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So
the banks literally don't know what to do with her money.
They don't know what to do with her money.
What do they do? What do you think that, like, every single day there's just, they're like, ah, we need to hire more banks and people.
So speaking of Taylor, do you think that her and Travis will go to the Met Gala? Which is Monday.
Yeah.
You do?
I do.
I think no.
Why?
I think that... I just don't think it's her bag. Like, I don't think it's her.
She's never been?
No, she's been.
Oh, she's been.
I think. Hasn't she? I don't know. I can't. We'll
have to fact check.
She hasn't been in ages.
Yeah.
If she has been. But I just don't think it's her vibe. Because it's so Kardashian-y. Because it's like. She.
I just had a stroke.
You did.
I saw a thing online that said. What would happen if Taylor wanted to go and she said that the Kardashians couldn't be there? Do you think she would call?
Oh my God.
Just call up Anna.
1-800-AW. That's a really interesting question. I mean, what do you think would happen? I think the Kardashians have Anna on lock. I think it's
really, there's so many, there's a lot of rumors out there that Anna doesn't like the Kardashians,
but I feel like they kind of made the Met like relevant again. They kind of like
wow, that's deep. Like that's
well
big.
Think about how much energy they inject into the Met.
No,
think about
do.
All of their outfits. Think about the most number one talked about outfit every year. It's always Kim, right? You know, she had even for her history
well,
with the Met Gala
insane,
is so long
with the Marilyn Monroe dress.
The Marilyn Monroe dress, but also the that wet look dress she did.
No, she
when
kills
she
it.
Wore that Balenciaga, which like covered her face and you couldn't even
yeah,
see her.
No, you're right.
Like I feel like think about it. The Kardashians, like how many of them usually go? Like at least three or four of them. That's three or four of them versus Taylor.
That's
although
a whole family.
Although I don't
That's
know.
A village.
I don't know. I also feel like the Kardashians have more, although maybe not now. I was going to say they have more like celebrity allies than Taylor, but I don't even know if that's true anymore.
I don't know. I think everybody's trying to be Taylor's friend right now.
Everybody's,
they're like, we don't want a song written about us.
Yeah. Well, also, especially because the other reason that I think that I don't think that Taylor would ever not go to something because of Kim.
Agreed.
But I just feel like she doesn't care that much about the Met Gala to begin with. So why would she? You know, she one of the songs on TTPD is that
thank
one.
You,
that,
Amy.
Thank you, Amy. Which is like,
and it's
Kim is.
It's like grammatically spelled
whatever,
weird,
yeah.
And so it spells Kim.
So, you know, the beef is still alive and well.
Yeah. Also, I'm just remembering, isn't she going on tour again? So maybe she's on, maybe she's singing.
Yeah. So the hosts are our girl, the stunning Zendaya, Jennifer Lopez, which like, okay. Anyway.
Crickets.
Bad Bunny and Chris Hemsworth. Hey.
Oh, what up, girl?
Beach, it just came in for those listening. Kind of a random host gang.
But like kind of good.
Yeah, I mean, Zendaya like will kill it.
Zendaya will kill it. Did you say Chris Hemsworth or Liam?
I said Chris.
Hot. And then Bad Bunny.
You prefer Chris over Liam?
Yeah, he's like big and
he's
strong.
He's like big and and he's more like good old boy vibes.
And it seems like Liam is just
it's kind of like mean and like bad and cheater vibes,
Bad Bunny though?
Slay all day.
Obsessed. Obsessica Simpson.
Obsessica Simpson. Who are you most excited to see?
And Hi.
I'm excited to see Zendaya. I know La Roche is going to
he's
going to
eat it up.
Snap. He's going to pop off.
Oh, wait. I saw... I'll go back to who I'm excited to see, but I saw Vogue wrote an article this morning about how her dress hasn't even been made yet.
Zendaya?
Yes. What? La Roche has only seen drawings or whatever.
Who's making it?
They didn't say.
Dang, they're going to have a busy weekend. They're going to be crushing up Adderall and snorting it through a straw to get this.
They're going to be working until.
Working 9 to 5.
Past that.
5 to 9. Yeah, she's going to do. I just love. Oh, do you remember when Zendaya dressed up as Cinderella for.
Yes, it was so iconic. Good. That was so good. It's going to be really good. And what's the theme? Like fairies in
it's
Wonderland?
The Garden of Time.
Yeah, same. Okay, I think it's going to be really good, but I have a feeling there's going to be people who lay flat with this theme.
I feel like people are just so afraid to take risks anymore in fashion, except for Zendaya and La Roche, and I think that that's why people are so obsessed with them as a stylist and celebrity duo is because they really go there. Even before challengers, they just continually push the boundaries. They continually eat. They just do what needs to be done. She just has the best red carpet style of anyone.
No, she really does. You know who I think is going to look good and who I'm excited for? Sabrina Carpenter.
I'm obsessed with Sabrina Carpenter.
I'm working late because I'm a singer.
I love her.
That's going to also be in my starter pack.
I missed kind of the drama of Sabrina Carpenter, Olivia Rodrigo. I kind of like missed that. I don't know
You're
why.
You're not 13. It's okay.
Yeah. So, but now I love Sabrina Carpenter.
Obsessed with her.
She's it.
Even though she's dating my boyfriend.
She's that girl. It's a Sabrina Carpenter summer.
Yeah.
It is.
It is totally a Sabrina Carpenter.
It's also Mi Espresso.
All of her songs are bops.
Like certified bops.
Bops. I love them. Every single one. I couldn't name them because I'm bad at names, but I'm working late.
Because I'm a singer. Yeah, we love her. She's so cute.
She's going to look good. Do you think she's going to come out with Barry, my boyfriend?
Do you think that Kylie will step out with Timmy?
I heard she's pregnant.
What?
Yeah.
You have to say allegedly, I think.
Sorry. Allegedly.
That would be crazy.
I mean, I don't really care.
I would love to see. I think Kylie always eats. She always does like something cool.
She does, but it's like, I'm tired. I'm bored. Okay. I want someone else.
Okay, fine.
Like, I want Sydney Sweeney to look good.
She will. She'll look amazing.
No, she's going to look bomb.
Oh, you know who I really hope comes? Lana
Dua
Del
Lipa.
Rey. Oh, she'll be there.
Yeah,
she'll
with her hot boyfriend.
With her hot boyfriend.
Yeah.
I
hope Lana does too because that's like her vibe. And flowers and fairies and stuff.
100%. Oh my gosh, you're so right. The garden passage of time.
Like she's going to come out with a flower
crown. I'm sorry, the garden of time. That is a Lana Del Rey theme if I ever did see one.
Totally.
I really hope she comes.
What about guys? Like, what is Bad Bunny going to wear? He's going to dress up as like a butterfly.
He's going to look sick. I think he has incredible style as well.
I do too.
Who else? But yeah, Dua Lipa will look amazing. She's so pretty.
She's stunning and she has red hair right now.
She looks good.
Yeah, she's...
She's doing Saturday Night Live, I think, this Saturday too.
Singing and acting.
Damn, triple threat.
Triple?
Because she's pretty too.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you guys, thank you all for being here for our first ever office hours. I'm so pumped to do this with you every
Thanks
Friday.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming.
Saba,
where can people find you if you want them to find you?
Probably in her bio.
Don't forget to like and subscribe my brand new YouTube channel so you never miss anything. Thanks for joining us. Bye.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Have you heard about Roback Activewear? Well, let me introduce you. You may have seen that subtle dog logo on your man's polos, hoodies, or Q-zips, but now Roback is growing their women's line. They strive for the best fit and best feel. I am so glad that Roback is now doing women's wear as well, because they really have it down when it comes to super soft athletic wear that is just the cutest ever and so, so, so comfortable. You know me, I'm all about comfort. I'm all about feeling cozy while on the go, and I am always on the go. So go Roback. We love that you're in women's wear now. It's 2024, the spring's coming, and ladies, it's time to check out Roback for yourself. So use the code TINKS on Roback.com for a generous 20% off your first order for all hoodies, joggers, skorts, and more. That's spelled R-H-O-B-A-C-K.com. That's 20% off with the code TINKS.